Some people say old oil wells in the Gulf of Mexico might become business incubators for another wet enterprise. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. Several thousand oil and gas platforms have been built in the U.S. waters of the Gulf of Mexico, and many of them are aging and ready to be closed down. Federal law says they have to be removed from the Gulf, but people say some of them might be worth keeping in place. They say the oil rigs of the 20th century might be the fish farms of the 21st. Paul Sammarco is a marine biologist with the Louisiana University's Marine Consortium, and he's written a report about alternative uses for offshore oil and gas platforms. Hundreds of the offshore wells are closed every year, and Sammarco says some of them could be refitted for marine aquaculture. The offshore rigs are steel towers that were built miles from shore in hundreds of feet of water. Sammarco says they're extremely durable, and they would be well-suited for new uses.
And we have, at the moment, 3,600 of these things out there already. Withstanding hurricanes going on for year after year, decade after decade, which can simply be used for other purposes once their purpose at the moment has expired, which is the extraction of gas and oil.
Preparing the platforms for new purposes is not without problems. The old rigs would have to be cleaned and refitted to properly raise fish. They'd also have to be fitted with navigation beacons. In addition, any new fish farms would need to be operated under guidelines that would deal with the potential for water pollution from fish waste. Sammarco's report on alternative uses of oil rigs was published earlier this year. The whole issue of offshore aquaculture is getting more attention these days. In June, legislation was submitted to Congress to lay out the legal framework for creating an offshore aquaculture industry. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.